So, you have a Jurassic Park movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
So my assistant told me you want to call it Jurassic Park III. Is that a Spanish thing or what?
No, that's three. That's Roman numerals.
Okay, so it's an Italian thing.
No, it's just Jurassic Park III.
Okay, I'm already confused, but let's hear what it's about.
Right, so at the beginning of the movie, this kid Eric and this guy Ben, they're parasailing next to Isla Sorna, right?
That island has dinosaurs on it.
It sure does, sir, but as they're up in the air, they look down and they see that the boat crew's been eaten.
Oh, what ate the boat crew?
Unclear. Off-screen ocean dinosaurs.
So certain dinosaurs have left the island? That has insane implications.
Yet definitely don't think about those too much, though. So they have to detach themselves, right, and fly off to the island.
That island has dinosaurs on it.
It does, yeah. And so then we're gonna catch up with Alan Grant. Remember him from the first movie?
I do remember. Yeah, he's from the first movie.
Yeah, and so he gets approached by this couple, right?
Oh, couple of dinosaurs?
No, humans. Amanda and Paul.
Oh.
And so they say that they want him to give them a flyby tour of the island, and because they offer him a bunch of money to fund his research, he accepts.
Yeah, just like his motivation in the first movie.
Pretty much exactly, yeah. So Alan and his associate Billy, they end up on this plane with this couple and a couple of mercenary-looking types.
Okay.
And so Alan decides to have a little nappy nap, but when he wakes up, there's a raptor looking at him, and it goes, Alan!
What? It looks at him and says, Alan,
but it turns out it's a dream, so he's fine.
What the hell is going on? It's a dream raptor?
It's a dream raptor, because I think everybody could agree that the first two movies were pretty fun, but what was missing was, you know, dinosaurs speaking to people in dream sequences.
Yeah, I guess that could have made them a lot better.
Anyway, so then it turns out that this couple, they're not even together anymore. They're divorced, and they're the parents of Eric, and he's been on this island for 8 weeks.
Oh, very sneaky parents.
Yeah, and this guy doesn't even have any money to offer. He runs, like, a paint and tile store.
So Dr. Grant didn't look this guy up at all before accepting the job?
I guess not, no.
And how was he able to hire mercenaries and a pilot?
Oh, off-screen, don't worry about it.
Right, so nobody verified that the check would clear or took a down payment for a massive transaction like that?
That's what we're going with, so the movie can happen.
Okay, gotcha.
So anyway, they get onto this island, and Amanda, she's just screaming her son's name into a megaphone.
What? That doesn't seem safe at all.
It's not, so obviously her screaming attracts a big old dinosaur, and they have to rush back onto the plane.
Oh yeah, I bet they do.
But as they're reaching the end of the runway, one of the mercenaries, Cooper, pops out, and he's like, please stop the plane.
Well, how'd he get to the end of the runway before the plane did?
Unclear. But then a Spinosaurus jumps out and eats him, and the plane crashes into the jungle.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. So then the Spinosaurus eats another one of the guys.
So Amanda and Paul have immediately gotten two people killed just by being loud liars?
That's right, yeah.
So they're like the human antagonists in this thing, if I understand correctly.
No, sir. There are no human antagonists in this one. These are the people we're supposed to be rooting for.
Yikes. Okay, they seem very unlikable.
And then the Spinosaurus is gonna easily kill a T-Rex so we can establish how powerful this new dinosaur is.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, if you thought they were going up against something in the first two movies with a T-Rex, you haven't met the Spinosaurus.
Oh boy, so what's up with the Spinosaurus? What's its deal?
Well, it's a big dinosaur. It's a lot like a T-Rex.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, they find Eric's camcorder, but the batteries are dead. But luckily, this guy, Udesky, he has a maglite, so they just use the batteries from that.
Wouldn't a maglite use different batteries than a camcorder?
There are different kinds of batteries?
Yeah, a lot of different ones.
Oh, that's why my remote doesn't work anymore.
So what do they see on the camcorder?
Well, they see that Eric survived the crash, right? But then they stumble upon Ben's corpse, so Amanda, she runs off into the jungle screaming, because that's her boyfriend.
Oh, she freaking loves screaming.
She sure does, sir. So then they find some raptor eggs, so everybody's like, oh, that's not good.
So what do?
Well, they go into this old lab building, and this raptor pretends to be dead in a tank of formaldehyde, and then he pops out and scares them.
The raptor understands that formaldehyde is used to preserve dead raptors in tanks, and so he pretends to be one.
That's what we're going with. They're very smart creatures.
With a solid understanding of tissue preservation techniques, I guess. So what happens next?
Well, the group runs away and they all get split up and Udesky dies.
Oh, no, battery guy.
Yeah, and then Alan stumbles upon Eric, who as it turns out is still alive.
Wow, how did he survive?
Well, he found a bunch of supplies and he has a thing of T-Rex urine.
What? How did he get T-Rex pee?
Oh, well, Alan asks them the same thing and he's like, oh, you don't want to know.
Okay, but how does he get it though?
You don't want to know.
But I do. I would like to know.
Oh, well, crap. Hopefully nobody else does because I don't have an answer to that.
Well, okay then, so what happens next?
Well, everybody reunites at this big fence barrier thing because they all heard the ringtone from Paul's satellite phone.
Okay.
But it turns out that Paul doesn't even have his phone. The Spinosaurus swallowed it and he's just standing there looking at them.
How does this dinosaur sneak up on them? Doesn't he shake the ground with every step like the T-Rex?
Every time, sir. Except this time because I want the characters to be surprised.
Fair enough. So why is it still chasing them?
Well, I mean, it's a predator, sir. It wants to eat.
Right, but it just killed a massive T-Rex, right? That's food.
Yeah, well, he's not in the mood for T-Rex meat. I don't know what to tell you.
A very picky eater.
So they run away, but this thing, it smashes right through the barrier.
Oh boy.
So they run inside a little building and lock the door, so, you know, they're safe now.
Can't the Spinosaurus break that too?
Well, no, they lock the door.
Right, but the thing just smashed through a giant metal barrier.
Well, the door is locked.
I mean, the barrier was locked too, right?
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about how locks work, okay?
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
So they all keep making their way to the coast, but they come across some pteranodons, these big flying murder birds.
Oh no.
Yeah, and so they struggle for quite a bit, and everybody manages to escape, except Billy.
Frickin' murder birds, that's terrible.
It is, sir. And so eventually they find the satellite phone in a big old pile of poop, and Alan uses it to call Ellie Sattler, remember? She's from the first movie.
She sure is, sir,
but the Spinosaurus comes back, and he's still hungry.
So what do?
Well, they manage to start a fire with a flare gun, and the Spinosaurus, he's like, oh, okay, whoa, never mind, okay.
Oh, that's it, no more dinosaurs.
Yeah, he takes off, he's all done, but then some raptors show up.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because see, Billy stole some of their eggs earlier in the movie, so they would like to have those back, and also maybe do some murdering.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to get away from raptors.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Billy made a 3D printed raptor resonating chamber, which as it turns out, you could play like a little flute.
Very adorable.
Yeah, and so Alan blows into this thing, and the raptors are like, oh, we didn't realize you were also raptors. We'll head out now.
So they're not smart anymore?
They're not, no, because the movie's almost done.
Well, okay then.
So then the main characters get to the beach, and there's a guy in a suit standing there.
What?
And then the Navy and the Marines show up.
Why'd they start by sending a guy in a suit by himself?
Unclear.
That works.
So they all get on a helicopter, and then they look out the window, and they see some pteranodons flying away from the island.
Oh no, the murder birds are free? That's horrible.
No, we're gonna play it as a nice moment, and then that's it. We're done.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah, the movie's over. We're done.
Just like that.
It's over. It's just abrupt, straight ending. Get out of here. Go home, everybody.
Oh, abrupt endings are tough.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around.
Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for.
Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button. I don't know.
Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.